can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me black. It's gonna be bright.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live, Laugh, and Be You here on the world famous, the galactically famous CBS Radio Network with our host, Audrey Lynette, access expert extraordinaire and an absolutely wonderful person. And we have Linda Laskowski and David Laskowski in Kansas City. Audrey's out on the West Coast there, you know, where it hasn't rained for a couple of years, but that's okay. We have a wonderful subject for today's show, loving your body. Oh my goodness gracious, this is going to be a keeper and a listen to more than one time. Audrey, are you with us and how are you today?
Yes, David and Lynn, hello darling, I'll be here. What grand and glorious adventures are we going to have today?
Yeah, really. I wore two pair of underwear, who knows? Always be prepared, you know.
Oh, there we go. We started early with the visuals. How does it get any better than that?
No socks. Well, it's better than camo, I guess,
Okay. Okay. Hang on a minute. I have to reroute my brain on that one. How does it get any better?
Yeah, a glass of water and then collect your thoughts and then we'll rock and roll.
Absolutely. It is one of my favorite topics, loving your body. So I'm really excited to be on the phone today. I've been playing with it all weekend, and I'm like, oh, it wasn't always my favorite topic. And I know it's not the favorite topic for a lot of people, because let's face it, how many of you were allowed to really enjoy your body without someone judging you growing up? So it's not usually the most fun thing to have to deal with when you start to look at what loving your body is. I'm always saying to people, you know, if you're loving your body, you can live your life and be kind to yourself. And they look at me with one-eyed cock and they go, huh? Loving my body? Who are you and where did you come from? It's like, yeah, it's not a usual thing. But what would it take for it to be usual? What would it be like if when you wake up in the morning, you could go, good morning, body. Woohoo! How are you this morning? What grand and glorious adventures are we going to have today? I'm really excited to be here with you. And what else can we get up to today? Where will we go? What will we do? What would we see? What is that woman on? What crack is that on?
Yeah, pass the bong, Audrey.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, very true. I bet the population, I bet there isn't 0.1% of the people in the world that even think about doing something like that. Wake up in the morning and just, wake up with a headache or wake up crabby or wake up with aches and pains and all kinds of, just, you know, they would call that natural and normal for them. That's their normal.
Yeah. And you know, it's okay. You know, I wake up... What I just described to you is sort of how I wake up in the morning, because for me it's been a long journey of getting through the aches and the pains and the what's wrong with me and what did they say was up with me and what pill do I have to take now and who do I have to see today to make myself function and when am I going to be able to walk without pain. It was a very long journey. However, what I'm wishing and hoping to contribute to everybody today is that no matter what, even if all of that is still happening in your life and in your living right now, there is a sense that you can have for yourself, or even a perspective to have, maybe a perspective change, that you can actually begin to trust, begin to like, dare I say, begin to have fun with your body, or at the very least be an allowance of it having to come out of everything that it has been going through with you. See, one of the things with our body, it's the first thing that sees us in the morning, and it's the last thing that sees us at night before we go to sleep. Our body is with us 24/7 at all times, and it's the closest thing to you, even though you probably don't feel like it sometimes. It feels like such a deep moat of judgment and discomfort and pain and sensation. It's like, I know I seem to be sounding, talking as if my body is separate from me. And, well, when I first started looking at what else I could do to change my perspective about my body after having been through so much pain and sickness and illness, I needed to for a while. I needed to actually see my body as another being so that I could have conversations with it and really get to find out and uncover what did she require and how do I change it.
Yep. Wow.
And that's where the Access tools, I applied the Access tools that I was learning to my body, and I began living in the question with my body and asking my body what it required. And whew, the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah, so, it's an everyday thing. Just something as simple as what we've, well, all three of us have been rode hard and hung up wet. We've got some mileage on us, and we know about aches and pains and poor health and things of that nature based on today's standards, I suppose. But we find that just something as simple as, you know, what does your body require? What would you like to eat today? Mm-hmm. How many people actually ask their body, what would they like to eat? And what kind of supplements do you need today? And do you need any at all? You know, do you need more sleep? It almost sounds funny saying it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so peculiar that it's very unique.
It is unique. It's like years ago I was in Australia, and I was asked by Gary to do a talk to all the facilitators in Access about bodies and what I'd been doing with mine. It was when we began the Right Body for You workshops and classes. And I stood up there, and I stood there, and after years of working on my body, I said, I'd love to introduce you all to my best friend. And everybody looked around because they were expecting to see my husband or somebody else. And I said, this being is with me all the time. I'm so grateful for her and my body. And the place just burst out laughing, you know. It was like, burst out laughing. How does it get any better than that? But really, it's like the way that I began speaking to everybody from that perspective. It's like, if your body was your best friend, what would you ask it? Would you invite it to dinner? And what would it like to eat? If you go to a movie, body, would you like to see this movie with me? Does this feel good to you? Will this be fun for you? And it was a concept that, started to break open doorways for people. And it's just continued on, you know. Whenever I talk about my body, I introduce her as my best friend, and I speak to her the way I would a best friend. So how many of you out there are actually looking at your body as your best friend, or probably the hardest thing in the planet to move around?
Yeah.
Or your enemy, you know, it's like the enemy that wakes up in the morning, coughs, splutters, is sick, or is dying on you, or not listening to you, or is not letting go of weight, etc. What sort of way would you like to have that judgment and that intensity, or maybe have a different viewpoint and look at what would it take for your body to be your best friend?
That would certainly give you a unique opportunity to look in the mirror in the morning or at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of the shower and look in the mirror and go, wow, that's a remarkable machine. Yeah, maybe we need to work on getting a haircut, or maybe we need a little tweaking and tuning here, but we can certainly do that, you know, and having that kind of a conversation, an upbeat one, rather than, oh my gosh, you're overweight, you're old, you're saggy, you're tired, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Whenever I hear you say machine, I know exactly what you're saying, and then I see this mechanical version of myself, mm-hmm. and I'm hot even in mechanical parts, David.
There you go.
And I know you and I have had multiple conversations about the machine, which is really beautiful, because I always say to David, yeah, I see it as an infinite being with consciousness, and he goes, yeah, and it's a machine, and it requires this, and it requires that. And I'm thankful for the conversations that we have about that with my body, about bodies. It's like your body is. It's a fabulous being that has lots of systems and processes that it does by itself without our cognitive input, cognitively making our blood pump, making our liver cleanse. Our body does it with its own intelligence, its own awareness, its own knowing, and our presence, our infinite being presence with it. So I love that you call it a machine. I love that you give it its due respect, because I know you as a phenomenal engineer have seen machines and have oiled them and taken care of them and put them back together.
And they all pale to the human body. They just absolutely pale. I've been in more every automotive plant in North America and many around the world, and when I look at these great complex machines with computers and all that, they absolutely pale compared to the fact that you breathe. I mean, something as simple as breathing every day is we don't even know how that happens. You know, we have some little ideas, but what a remarkable being we are.
Yeah, and that being is there, even though every day, like when you wake up, it's there being those things. And whilst some people out there really know, or to the best of their knowledge, how it works, it's still an anomaly. It's still an energy that is open and available, and you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that, for me, over the past 10 years and more, when I started to realize that as an infinite being, I have choice and I can change anything or choose to change anything. And then I look at this, like we were talking just then about the body, this incredible being, this presence, this machine that has this wonderful way of just working and sometimes not working. And even then it's incredible what it does and how each of us are so different that our bodies too, my sense of knowing is you can change them. And when I heard that as an infinite being, you could change anything and you can uncreate and choose again, I really, really stepped into that with access tools and applied them to my body and my life. And the quickening of results that I was looking for showed up almost instantaneously. Because what giving the question and being in the question with my body did was allowed me to perceive a different possibility rather than just decide that it couldn't change, it wouldn't change, and it was uncomfortable. One of the things that we get into where there's this phenomenal machine, this phenomenal being that can actually breathe, cleanse, change, tone, move phenomenally. If we tell it can't, then we're in charge. So whatever we say and whatever we think does actually run how much it can do, how often and when.
Oh.
How does that sound?
Pretty deep.
Yeah. I know. I tend to go that way. Just don't go fluffy. Just go straight in there.
Well, because how many decisions have we made that... when we start using those words like I can't, like mm-hmm. I can't go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had a bowel movement, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And your body goes, okay, more than happy to oblige.
Yeah. Well, you're the CEO of that wonderful machine. You're the the head honcho. So but your body can function as a system when your presence is there, which is whenever you start breathing and whenever you stop breathing, your presence is there throughout all that time.
Sure.
When your presence, you are in charge. So whatever you say, think, or choose, it's your CEO, your body gets the memo, and it will start to do that.
Now, Linda has a unique perspective of those kind of folks on the table there, I'm sure. Isn't that right, dear?
Yes. Yeah. I listen to people all the time tell me exactly what their bodies can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always saying, what if you gave it a chance to do something?
Mm-hmm.
What if you didn't own what the doctor says that you have?
Mm-hmm.
Once you take ownership, then your body has to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear
what would it be?
No, go ahead.
What would it be like? Like, I just listened to what you said there, and I know I've had that asked of me, too. And a question like that, I recognize, just as you said it, is like brings up so much energy, emotion, concern, is it possible, isn't it possible, doubt, etc. And I was like, oh, wow. So what if it wasn't about going from one extreme, which is I can't, to the other extreme with, hey, it's all possible, anything is possible, will you just let it, give it a go, looking at it and going, okay, if you catch yourself saying, I can't, if you just stop for a second and acknowledge that that's what you've been doing, oh, wow, I just said I can't do that, here's the choice factor in it. Okay, so what would it take for this, for me to, what would it take for me to be able to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Body, I'm willing to do this now, what will it take for you to do it? Like taking the I can't and putting a question, what will it take for you to do this? Or, I always include myself with my body, what would it take for us to do this?
Wow, that's a unique flavor right there. Because
yeah,
as a team, you know, we're mm-hmm. two or more are gathered, there's an awful lot more that can be accomplished, and
mm-hmm.
not separating ourselves from our bodies and just going, well, you know, you and I are together 24/7, so what would you like to do today? What do you think it would take for us to lose 30 pounds? Or what would you think it would take for us to not drink so much beer? Or what would it take? You know, just putting it in that question format. Absolutely remarkable.
And remember, you're not having to have the answer.
Yeah.
Please know that you don't have to look for the answer. Just by being in the question, you've already assisted the energy of what you may have created with the I can't. You've already started changing it by going, oh, hang on a minute, what will it take for me to be able to do this? What would it take for me to be able to do that? You've opened up the energy from a conclusion into a possibility. And
every
that energy,
every question is the PIN number for the universe's ATM, which is more than happy to help you.
Wee-hoo! Yeah, totally. So how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
Which is also two of the faves, remember, if ever you're in that predicament, like Lynn was saying, someone laying on a table saying she can't do it. It's like, how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? And I think that's one of the beautiful things you get with Lynn when you go and have a colonic. Being in California, I've been looking at all the different places that I could have a colonic and asking my body, who would you like to have a colonic with? Where would you like to go? And sure enough, Lynn's head will pop in. So I've been like,
Kansas City, yay!
It's
yeah,
just
that's
a really
long commute.
It's just a really long drive.
It is, or you have to get an extra long hose, Lynn.
I just had a visual on that, too. There's reels and reels and reels of hoses going across the country. People in Arizona are like, what the hell is that, Bob? I don't know. I think Audrey's having a colonic. There goes the hose again.
There's Audrey blowing again.
Yeah, there she blows.
Code brown, okay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Here we go.
Oh, that was funny.
So,
yeah.
So what it did, because for me to have that sort of sense for my body, like when I asked my body where would it like to go and who would it like to be, when I have that show up, I started looking about Lynn, what Lynn offers that my body really enjoys, and what is it that makes it okay to have a colonic. I know I've been to a couple of places and it didn't work for me. My body just wouldn't release. And I'm like, come on, body, we can do this. And I realized that I never asked my body if this is where it wanted to be. I just thought, wow, it felt so good with Lynn. It's going to be good everywhere. So I quit. I didn't ask anyway. That's another story for another time. And whew, how does it get any better?
Yep.
And what I noticed was that one of the things about Lynn is that she actually just, everything is possible. You know, it's like, lay down, it's going to be fine. Everything, woohoo, see, look at that go. Bye-bye, that's gone now. And since knowing her with the access tools and all that sort of thing, she actually lives from how does it get any better than that and what else is possible.
Gosh, and think of the possibilities that if you used that frame of mind mm-hmm. before you went to your chiropractor for a visit
mm-hmm.
or before you went to your doctor or your dentist,
mm-hmm.
and you had this conversation, ongoing conversation with your body,
mm-hmm.
how remarkable could those visits be where you're all working together and you're not giving your power over to another human being? You and your body are deciding and asking the questions as to what it would take for it to be in perfect health and mind, body, and spirit, and then go to the appointment or the visit or the adjustment mm-hmm. or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just the fact that if you have a bar session, then have a colonic, or have mm-hmm. a bar session and see me for an evaluation, it is a completely different experience than it is just walking in off the street cold.
Bars are, for years now, bars are a body's best friend from mm-hmm. my perspective. You know, it's like, and as you're saying, whenever somebody gets their bars run, all that stuff gets to let go. It's like the energy that you stopped yourself or created your body as. Remember all those I can'ts that you think or say? Whenever you do them, it creates your body in that statement. I can't do that. And body goes, okay. When you get your bars run, you're allowing your body to be energy again and releasing all of the I can't effects off of your body. So when you're actually getting your bars run, all it is, it's really simple. For those of you who haven't experienced yet, it's one of the most wonderful things you can do for yourself. So if you can get online and find a practitioner in your area, it is, or contact us and we'll see what we can do to find someone in your area. Your bars will go to the Access website. That's what I was saying. David will fill you in on that. If you can get your bars run, what it is, it's really simple, it's really gentle. You get to lay on a table fully clothed and someone gently touches 32 points on your head that relate to different areas in your life, like money, control, healing, aging, joy and sadness, kindness, gratitude, communication, areas in your life where you may have stored up heaps of judgment or I can'ts or decisions or conclusions. As those points on the head are pressed, it releases all that intensity. It's like deleting the computer banks on the computer screen that have stored up all that information that no longer applies to you, and it gives your brain a complete freedom, a complete release, and your body a chance to then generate itself anew without all that toxic judgment, conclusion, decision, creating stress and tension in your life. So you can literally have peace in your body and ease in your mind, or peace in your mind and ease in your body. Like, it's
or
really
like an energetic colonic.
Yes, without the hose.
No water, yes.
No
water. It's
word.
A green process. Yes, it is.
It is. So when you have a process like that, and then you go on and have like a session with a Chinese herbalist, like a practitioner like David, or colonists like Lynn or Collins, what are you, Lynn? What technical way?
The poop lady.
Be nice. I am a colon therapist.
Colon therapist. There you go.
However, you must stress that, because this really did happen. A person came in, a new client, sat on the table, and I was going to do the intake, and they honestly, with all sincerity, thought that I was going to therapy their colon.
Wow.
Like going to a psychiatrist.
Just because down doesn't mean we're going to have to have a session.
I'm not supposed to put your head down there, Lynn. Lift your head.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my, do you have a big awakening coming?
We got 2 days' worth of visuals already to get rid of. It's going to take a lot of bar sessions.
It is like talking. What you are is actually talking to the body and a person's bowel to give them relief. Like, they may not actually perceive that. Like, your head's not down there and you're not saying, hey, colon, can you do this for me? You're more like the, what do you call it, the private trainer for the bowel.
Kind of like that. In fact, I will tell you what I did this morning, which is probably...
Do we want to know?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's probably one
Be
of
clean.
My most exciting colonics that I do give. And in the last 25 years, I have 40, soon to be 42 moms and 43 babies.
Oh.
This morning, I did my first mom with the access tools, and I induced her. She's ready to deliver, and they're waiting for her just to start. She's already in pre-labor. She came in, and we did the colonic, and I got her into full labor pains on the table, and she's on her way.
Woo-hoo!
It's one of my... It's a thing I don't know how to describe. It just gives me such thrill to do this.
Very joyful.
We're talking to the baby the whole time. She's talking to the baby, and... everything is just flowing nicely.
So are you doing this in replace of the drug inducement?
Yes.
Oh.
And she called her midwives, and her midwives were 100% for it. They were like, yes, go do this. Where do you go? I didn't know there was anybody around. And all the usual questions. And she said, well, she has done all three of my babies. So this is her fourth one, and the only reason I didn't do her first one is she had no idea I was around.
Oh.
So sometime today, David Allen or Adelaide Rose will be born.
You got a new infinite being on the way.
Yay!
There we go.
Yay!
Well, the baby, the infinite being's already here, just going to be on the outside.
Yeah.
Yes, and then it will go, oh, my goodness, what is this thing that I'm attached to? It gets introduced to its newfound body. Woo-hoo! A newly generated body. And then the fun begins.
Yes.
So, depending on your perspective.
Very true.
And I know I've been working with a baby that I worked with a mother recently, well, not recently, like 13 months ago, and from conceivement all the way through to birth. And I go down there to see the little one now, and the mother laughs because she said, as soon as I walk in the door, she starts to squeal and get excited. And they bring her up to me, and she just puts her feet out, and it's like, okay, run energy now. It'll be fun to see when the baby meets you, Lynn.
Well, what happens sometimes is when a mom goes through the colonic all through her pregnancy, we talk to the baby for each session. Mm-hmm. And then we stop at 7 months. And then when the doctor or the midwife says, that's it, you know, you're already pre-labor, you're ready to go, blah, 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 then they make their appointment to see me to actually... sometimes put them right into labor. So I get the joy of 6 weeks or 8 weeks later seeing mom, they bring the baby, mm-hmm. and when I start the water and I start talking, the baby's legs start flying and they start laughing, and I'm like, mm-hmm. you remember, don't you? So
it's a thrill. It's always a joyful appointment because most of the time I get to babysit.
Yes.
I get, while mom's having her colonic after the greeting period, then I get to play. We've got lots of toys here at the office, and we just have grand fun.
So,
what would it be like to have that with everything?
It'd be so much fun. So much fun. It's so much easier when people, when the clients come in, if they're willing to have a conversation with their body. What would it take? And I say to them, keep asking, what would it take? What does your body require for you to let this go? Sometimes it's just talking. Sometimes just talking about whatever it is that they're holding so near and dear to them just starts releasing everything. And that's how we found the connection so strong between the bars and having colonics.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, it's all release. See?
It's just all release.
You're giving your chance. See, with the bars, you're energetically giving a chance to unlock all those stuck points of view, stuck positions, stuck I can't, stuck I don't, stuck I haven't. And your body can just flow at its optimum again.
Yes.
And
we haven't even gotten into all the stuff that's stuck in you that belongs to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All of it. So it's like, what would it be like to be able to have that release be ease? What else is possible? So, yeah, how does it get any better than that? So what can we contribute to everybody who's going to be listening to this radio show to assist them to have that perspective of connection to their body, loving their body, so that when they do go for anything, anywhere, like we were talking before, how if you asked how does it get any better than this and what else is possible before you go and see your practitioner, I know I have done that so many times. I do it all the time now. And I have a chiropractor, amazing chiropractor. He does energetic chiropractic here in town. And I actually go to him and I'm asking, how does it get any better than this and what else is possible? And he always laughs. He goes, yep, there you go, just unlocking, just unraveling. And now I'm able to, if it does hurt, just go, oh, what'll it take for this to shift? And thank you, body, I'm ready to let this go now. And he laughs at how my body just relaxes, releases, and doesn't try to have to fight or do anything about it. You know, it's like I do that. Years ago, I went and had surgery on a mole that wasn't moving above my eye. And we went there, and I'm laying on the chair, and the guy had anesthetized my eye, and he told me, he said, okay, so you're going to have a vertical scar that'll be noticeable, but it's going to be less noticeable than the big brown mole you had on it all this time. And I'm like, okay, what'll it take for that to shift? And okay, body, what would it be like for us to have no scar or a very invisible scar? What will it take for that? And I just sat in the chair and asked him that while he was working on me. And so he started, and then he started laughing. And you really, when you're awake and someone's working on your eye and he's laughing hysterically,
not good.
Not good.
I'm all for the laughter, but are you shaking while you're doing that, you know?
Never use the word oops.
And he's out there, and I'm like, okay, cool, what's happening up there? He said, I told you I was good. I went, yeah? Why? What's happening up there? And he said, well, he said, your eye is pushing me up into the eyebrow. He said, you won't have a scar. He said, it's pushing, your skin is moving me as I work with you into the eyebrow. You're going to have a horizontal scar, and it'll just look like your eyebrow. Even if you bruise, he said, it's just going to look black in your eye. And I was like, woohoo! How does it get any better than that? And literally, even with stitches in it, you couldn't see the scar. It just looked like I had darker eyebrows, so I just filled in my other eyebrow a little bit darker, and you couldn't tell that I have a scar there at all.
Wow. Over a
month. And it was so funny to have that experience because I'm sitting there going, vertical? No, what will it take to shift that? Okay, body, what will it take to shift that and have it be hidden and invisible and all of that? And he literally was laughing. He wasn't aware I was doing that. He was laughing at how my eye, the skin above my eye, was pushing it into the eyebrow.
Wow.
I love stuff like that.
Wow, that's just, what an incredible story. Could you imagine in a major surgery where you've got a dozen people in an operating room and everybody's already had their bars before they went in, mm-hmm. and they already have had a session, and everybody's doing, what would it take? Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. My goodness gracious, the potential. What are all the possibilities down the road?
Well, that and what are the possibilities? However, what would it be like if you could have it for you?
Yeah.
When I've been to hospital a couple of times with access because I've had different things occur, and even my doctors laugh now. It's like, yep, it's actually written on my hospital file. Tell patient what you're doing before doing it, because I always like to know so I can contribute. You know, what will it take to shift that? And they come, oh, this is going to hurt. And go, okay, what are the infinite possibilities that doesn't occur, and what will it take to shift this? And anyway, I have lots of stories through that. But just taking this sort of sense of presence that we're talking about, what would it be like to be able to go into a session, to go into a procedure with the what is it going to take for this to be eased? How does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? What will it take for this to turn out even greater than I could ever possibly imagine? And what would it be like to have a totally different possibility here for my body and my life? And just that energy, that sense of it, if you could carry that with you, if you remember nothing else today, I know I'm getting a little excited, what would it be like for you to have the sense and the demand, what will it take for this to be different? What else is possible here? If you're coming from that sense of space, what will your body be hearing? And what can that affect or change for all the other people around you too?
Yeah.
And I've had nurses come and sit by my bed and go, who are you and what do you do? You just have such a way about you. You don't get upset and things just change and you just have this effect. Yeah, because I would like to take care of me and my body now, so I'd like everybody to have that sense as well.
You know, if you put that whole package together, if any of our listeners have ever made the statement that, gosh, I am so lonely, I'm always alone, if you think about what we've been talking about today,
yep.
and you become a co-creator and a partner with your body and acknowledge your body, you're actually never alone.
Yes! Yay! That's correct!
Yes, it's still a table for one, but that's okay.
How does it get any better?
That's right.
That's exactly. What if you... That's exactly the energy of my best friend, you know. It's like your body has all that information of how to take care of itself, and you, the being friends with it, what could you two co-creators do together?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
what
I'd
change
be,
could you create, and what else could you be? Woohoo! Wow. What else is possible? I'm excited. That was fun. Excuse me. Yes, Lynn.
You know,
I'm doing a little dance, so I have to
put the feather back in the drawer.
Yeah. Feathers come out later, Audrey.
And we'll have that during our exotic dancing show.
Whee! But how much fun would that be?
It would be a lot of fun. Tons
yeah.
of fun. You know, when we relate the story of when David had his heart surgery, mm-hmm. most people look at us like they cannot even believe what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
When we finally convinced them that there was something wrong with his heart, which was a birth defect that was left unnoticed for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
We opted not to have the surgery the next day. And people are like, oh, my, what do you mean you didn't have a surgery the next day? The surgeon said he was going to die and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, we decided that we had to come home. We had to talk about things, and we had to see what the body was going to do. Now, this was way before we were introduced to Access.
Mm-hmm.
However, it just made sense to us. And so mm-hmm. for the whole week, David and I talked over things that people don't like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you want to be buried? Where this? What's that? And then we did different processes and all kinds of stuff. So when we walked back into the hospital the next week, David was completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So relaxed, the surgeon came out and said, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we don't even have to give him a twilight shot. So after they did give him the shot, I was able to see him, and I said to the nurses, you know, he loves jazz,
mm-hmm.
so could you play some jazz? Before you do anything to him, will you please tell him what you're doing? And they're looking at me like, lady, he's going to be asleep. I said, I don't care. You need to tell him exactly what you're doing each step. You have to remind him where he's at.
Can I interrupt you there?
Mm-hmm.
Just for everybody, see? Because, well, here's an example of what Lynn's talking about, is that when, even though you, if you're able to see that your body and you are a team, even going into surgery, even going into something, you can ask your body to take care of itself.
Yes.
That
yep.
you, the being, are going to be aware of things. And the energy, because you as a being are aware all the time, even when you're, a.k.a., asleep.
Yes.
Sure.
So even when you go in to have surgery, your body is going through it, and it knows how to heal itself.
Yep.
What if your body knew how to heal itself, and it could
and
change?
And it does.
Yeah.
Isn't that so light, that the team concept?
Mm-hmm.
I am just so impressed. If anybody, what I'm drawing from this call, among many things in our discussion today, is, wow, the team effort.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this together, me and my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it is so light and refreshing
yes.
to think those thoughts
yes.
as opposed to all the struggle and things of that nature. Wow.
And that's the beauty of it. I know I interrupted Lynn, because
oh,
what we're
okay.
talking about is loving bodies. And where we've actually gone to, I know you let me do that to you, because whenever there's a high point in something, it's like, ooh, let's take it from there.
Go for it. Both feet.
But the way Lynn was saying, you know, he loves jazz, let that jazz be played, you know, you and your body can go in things together. So it wasn't where I thought the radio show was going to go today, talking about loving your body. However, what you just said then about what do you enjoy, and your body will respond to that because it brings the joy into it.
Yes.
Like Lynn was talking about how you guys went through all the concerns and all the issues before you went in there so that you could have ease and go in there relaxed.
Now, isn't that dancing, isn't dancing, if I hear music and I like it, this is the old engineer Dave here, if I like the sound of music of a song, and I start moving my body to it, what
yes.
a great analogy of the two working together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you and your body are working together and having ease with it. Having, what will it take to have ease with everything? And because you're the energy that is influencing your body, so if you're allowing ease and peace and calm, then your body can do what it needs to do, no matter how intense or extreme.
Or how invasive.
Yeah. It can
do. If you do it with ease. Yes. And that's what happened. He did it with complete ease.
And that's the beauty of it.
He was out of surgery 2 weeks, and the surgeon said, you look like somebody has been out of surgery for 6 months.
Yes.
because he didn't have all that stress, all that constriction of his body. His body went in complete ease. Do what you have to do, and I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, not just one episode. What if you could? What are the possibilities, and what would it take for us all to be able to do that on a daily basis, 24/7? Can you imagine what your life would be like? How remarkable is that?
How remarkable is that? And that's that energy of influence. You as the being are in charge. You as a being can change anything. You as a being can be have a different perspective, be a different energy, have peace and ease, and your body will and can respond to that. That's why we talk so much about the bars, too, I realize, because part of the bars process is that it's two things that we tell people the bars can generate. One is that you receive. It allows you to lay there and receive more of you because you're letting go of all the judgments that stop you from being you. But the other thing is it allows you to have a deep sense of relaxation. And in relaxation, when you allow that for yourself and your body, wow, what else is possible? And what else can you generate? A different possibility. And you as a being can do that.
I can only imagine what it would have been like if we knew about the bars back when he had the surgery. Can you imagine? My Lord.
But how much more remarkable it is that we're able, that I'm still here, and we're able to share it with our listeners. How does it get any better than that? What are all the possibilities? Wahoo! From Kansas City.
Loving your body and living your life. Woo-hoo!
You know, we may have gotten off the road a couple of times here, Audrey. However, the scenery has been absolutely marvelous.
It was. We were all getting engrossed in the story, and I went, oh, hang on a minute. That was perfect. We need to talk about that. And, oh, here we go.
every little nugget's a show unto itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see how we can tie that up into from moving forward now, because I know if you listen to this again, a lot of the time, especially in the last 4 years that I've been really celebrating my body and living with people and sharing these concepts and these perspectives and what I have done to change my body and that you too can do it too. One of the things that I totally got excited then and forgot everything I was about to say. That's what you
and
get.
And we know what happens when you get excited.
I get so excited. And here's a little tool, actually. Whenever you think of the past, pop and pot it. You know, it's like I just went to the past and traveled 4 years and went, oh, hang on a minute, I'm here going forward now, so how does it get any better than that? What else is possible? I'm grateful for the past. I'm grateful for what I changed and what I'm choosing to choose now and create a different possibility with your body. So here we go. Everything, I think there's a clearing coming up. That's why I'm like, what just happened? Woo!
Yeah, I felt it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything that our stories, our sharing, our brought up for you or your body, I call them aha moments. Anywhere you have that aha, because when you acknowledge something, you the being acknowledge something, you take the pressure off and already your body will start to change. It will start to let go and release. So all the aha moments, everything that it brought up for you about past experience, past surgeries, past times things happened to you, all of that, all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, all the decisions, judgments, or conclusions you may have made, everywhere you went, oh, I wish I had had this then this and this and this may not have happened. Will you let go of that and in this moment now allow your body to change it? It doesn't matter what happened in the past. You as a being right now listening can change everything from the past by choosing. So everything that you have aligned and agreed with or resisted and reacted to or stopped yourself from having ease, in your body, in your life, will you now go forward and let all that other stuff go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Woo-hoo! Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And every judgment, every decision, every conclusion that you may have locked up yourself, your body, or your life with, from that experience in the past, will you now revoke, recant, rescind, destroy, and uncreate that?
Yes.
Yes.
Let all that go. I know, I got all excited then. I was like, ooh, that was fun. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And will you let go for this 10 seconds? See, in 10 seconds, you can make a huge shift by choosing again. Will you let go of your past, let go of every reference point, every experience, everything that you no longer desire or require, and are you willing to choose a different possibility for you and your body now?
Yes.
Thank you, and let everything go that hasn't or didn't allow that. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Those of you who are learning the right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, you'll have an Australian accent happening with it now. That was totally different with an American one.
Especially if you do that clearing and you happen to be using aluminium.
Yeah, you go, I was getting picked on last night, aluminium.
I can't help myself. I just like to say the word. I like to say the word.
Well, I like to use the word schedule, too, or schedule. I
don't schedule, yes.
Yes, schedule. My schedule.
Yes. Yes.
And just do a couple of quick, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. There you go. David's spinning. Everything
is yep. David's spinning over there on the chair.
I'm going counterclockwise like I would in Australia.
I just like to do that whenever we've had a clearing like that. Because one of the things that it does is it just erases all the dust from the change that we just created. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to keep locking it up in your body. If anybody's wondering, why does she do that after she does a clearing? Because whenever you've let go psychologically as an infinite being and you make a different choice, your body goes, okay, we're changing again. And it starts to unravel from the position you've held it in. It starts to unravel. So we're just helping it out by going, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And then give it a little bit more support. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And if you say that 3 to 5 times, it just, whoa, anybody, you get a sense of, oh, whoa, I'm spinning. So everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be.
Excellent. Well, we're going to do just a couple minutes of housekeeping here, and then we'll let you put the bow on this little gift that we're having for everybody today.
Whee!
On April 14th, Audrey is going to be facilitating a access facelift class and a bars trade. Ooh, a twofer. Is that going to be in Santa Barbara?
It's going to be in Santa Barbara, yeah. We're going to do some wonderful facelifting, access energetic facelift, and then have a bars exchange after to let it all go. Woohoo!
Wahoo. And then on April 15th at Viable Options here in North Kansas City, Missouri, we're going to be having a bars class. 9:30 to 5:30-ish. So if you would like to experience bars and get a great manual, you will receive and give a couple of bar sessions and get some great munchies and learn, ask all your questions about access, and we'll do our best to point you in the right direction. And on April 21st, our massage therapist extraordinaire, Aaron Rubin, is going to be sponsoring a bars class here at Viable Options. So we've got a triple whammy going here, which is pretty darn exciting. And then I think that's all we've got from classes. Anything else, Lynn, that I may have missed?
No, you pretty much covered it.
Excellent.
It's exciting, you guys having bars classes out there and what else is possible and how does it get me better than that.
And if you're looking for more Access Consciousness information, please visit www.accessconsciousness.com. There is a plethora of information available there.
God, he loved that word.
That's next to aluminium. But there is a just an absolute wealth of information available there. You can find, no matter where you are on the planet, there are practitioners everywhere and classes being offered. It's just growing leaps and bounds. If you'd like to learn a little bit about more about Audrey Lynette, well, let's make it simple. It's AudreyLynette.com. How's it getting easier than that? And then we have our websites, viableoptions.com and acofkc.net. And we're on Twitter and we're on Facebook and we're all over the joint. So, doing our level-headed best to help you help yourself. You know, whatever you as an infinite being would like, how can we be of service to you, and what do you require, and all you've got to do is drop us an email. If you have comments or suggestions for future shows, it's what the heck is a live, laugh, and well, that, everything's the opposite of what occurs to me.
Live, laugh, it worked on you, David.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
And be live, laugh, and be you at yahoo.com. Oh, my God, I just I had a moment.
And right now, you be forgetful.
Yeah.
I love it, you know. You're living now, David. You chose to live. You're laughing.
Yep.
And being you. It's like, what else is possible?
That was a... even in retrospect, I'm told that I died twice on the table and came back, and pretty obvious I had a few things to do yet, so kind of a no-brainer for me. And,
well, I'm very glad you chose to be with us, honey. Your domestic engineering skills are fabulous, not to mention your infinite being in space on the planet.
Well, likewise, right back at you there, little
hey,
sister.
What am I, chop liver? Yo.
No, you two, you're cute. You two.
Yeah, I'm cute, not bright, right?
Everybody out there, thank you for being the infinite and unlimited beings that you are with those incredible bodies that please, if you take nothing else away from you today, what if your body was your best friend and you could choose to change it and ask a different possibility?
Absolutely. Absolutely remarkable show.
For you.
Wonderful show today, and next Tuesday, same time, same place, on the exquisite BBSRadio.com, Station 1. Doug at the helm today, doing his outstanding engineering chores for us. We appreciate
Woo-hoo!
Doug, you can take us out right now if you like.